Question number one. I got involved with the Iditarod in 1974 when I did a research on Iditarod mushers, and along with Dr. Werner Stellner, he was a psychiatrist, that we did research on the mushers, and that's how I got involved. We always had dogs running the rendezvous, then turning over to the Iditarod. So I've been actually involved since 1974, and my brother ran in 1983, and then I started running in 1992. So that's how I got started. Yes, the most memorable Iditarod experience is running on the Iditarod Trail, traveling with my friend Joe Garney. And it was outside of Roan towards the Farewell Burn when it was so cold. We decided to stop, and we made bonfire out of brush, boughs from the trees. It was so cold, and Joe Garney had a big piece of steak, and we had steak dinner out there at 70 below, and that was the most memorable Iditarod. Another one of the memorable part was seeing Joe Garney losing his whole team. He hit the tree, and the dog snapped off and took off down the trail. And while I was going, I've seen Joe Reddington had lost his team as well. And he was walking, and I asked Joe if he wanted to ride, but he said he was sweating, and if he rode in my sled, he would freeze, and he wanted to kept running. So walking, so I informed the officials in Rainy Pass, and that Joe was back there walking. And I gave him my jug of water, and he had water. So that was another memorable part on my Iditarod. It makes me feel that I'm glad the race has been run for 50 years, and looking for another 50. And my son is now involved with the Iditarod, and this race has to be in perpetuity. The people of Alaska must keep it going. And I know my son signed up this year to participate in the 50th race, but he had appendicitis and had an operation over a week ago, and he had to withdraw, and we were bummed out. But hopefully that we'll be able to participate in the future. So 50th Iditarod is something special, and we made it this way. I think our life, I know for sure in life, is that the dogs have been part of our life ever since time immemorial. We always had dogs. Snow machines showed up, but we always had dogs forever. Grew up with them, and we still have dogs, and we will always have dogs. And with those dogs, we continue to, live with them and take care of them, and they're part of the family. They're much more than race dogs. They are special.